CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Leave. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back, everyone. Fired Up with CJ today. We've got intuitive healer Britta Dubelz with us here on the show. Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries. It's Brandon once again filling in for Cassandra. We'll send it back to you, CJ.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and we are very lucky today because we have Britta Dubelz, who is going to be walking us through, I called it a meditation, but really it's a healing practice. So we'll help you take any of the fears that you may have had, whether those fears are violence or any traumas that you've had or just fear in general that you're experiencing now. Maybe it's a fear that you had in your past, but Britta is going to step us through practice to help you work with that. So welcome back, Britta.
Thank you, CJ. All right, good. Should I just jump right into it?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay, good. So go ahead and start focusing on your breath and slow down your breath. And allow yourself to just take a few deep, slow, conscious in and exhales. And as you're breathing, let go of the thoughts and relax your brain, relax your neck, relax your shoulders, and relax your back, and take two more deep, slow inhales and let yourself relax just a little deeper still. And then from here, hold your hands out in front of you and visualize, imagine, or make believe that you are taking one of your fears and you're placing it into the hands in front of you. And if you do not see an image or you can't imagine it or visualize it, then just see the letters that spell fear of whatever your fear is. And so as you're looking at that fear, go ahead and focus on your breath again, because there may have been parts of your body that tightened again. And go ahead and keep looking at that fear in your hands and breathe into any part of your body, maybe your back, maybe your chest, maybe your stomach, maybe your hips, any part of your body that was tightening up just by looking at it, just by visualizing it. And as you're breathing and as you're holding it outside of you, notice that it is separate from you and that it is really helpless without you, because you give it power. You give it life through your thoughts. So as you are looking at it and you're only focusing on your breath, go ahead and understand and accept for yourself that, oh, I don't have to feed it. I don't have to grow it. I don't even have to identify with it, because it is not who you are. You are not the fear. You're completely and entirely separate from the fear. So with this understanding, go ahead and take in a few more deep breaths and give it a nod. Tell the fear that you don't need it anymore. You are not choosing it anymore because it doesn't serve you and it doesn't support you. And therefore, you are now going to release it and raise up your hands and send it back into the universe. Send it back. God, send it back to source, send it back to love and light vibration, whatever you believe in, send it back. bless it, thank it, and see it go. And then from here, go ahead and breathe and open yourself up to what do you want to replace it with? What are you going to bring in instead? Fearlessness, courage, strength, clarity, balance, focus, motivation, creativity. What are you going to bring in instead? What has this fear been holding you away from? So go ahead and extend your arms again and receive in and replace exactly where that fear was before with what you are receiving in instead. So go ahead and breathe. And breathe into that feeling. And that in itself may even bring up a little anxiousness or a little tension because that may bring up, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can now be without my fear and be courageous or be creative or be empowered. And go ahead and accept that for a moment and just breathe and feel that experience because every experience is just that. An experience, and it comes, and it goes. And focus on your breath for another moment, and notice how all of these little experiences have come and gone. And here you are, having shifted just a degree, just a stitch, just a moment. And so know that this is something that you want to continue for yourself. Because you are here to be infinite. You are here to be limitless. You are here to be all that you know in your heart you can be. And any fear, any doubt, any worry, any limitation thinking that stands in the way, you will do the same thing with. Release it. Look at it as separate from you and release it. Because it is not who you are, and it does not define you. Remember your breath, and namaste.
Namaste. That is beautiful. I think that that is a really wonderful reminder that our fears are fueled by our thoughts, and that it's as easy as pulling it out, looking at it, and separating it, and sending it to a different place and replacing it by something else that's positive and loving. It really just as simple as that.
And, it really is.
7 minutes. 7 minutes. You can. So picture you're not driving. Hopefully people are not all crashing on the road right now. But when you get home, make sure to listen to that. Thank you so much. How lovely was that? Thank you. We have intuitive healer Britta Dubell. Tell us your website for folks who want to find out more about your practice.
That's BrittaDubell.com.
So it's BrittaDubell.com.
BrittaDubell.com. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much and sharing your beautiful practice with us.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. And folks, make sure to join us next week. We're going to be talking, we're going to continue our focus on women. Specifically, what are some hang-ups we typically have as women and how do we shed ourselves of those? We're going to be talking to Mel Duane, who is an empowerment, women's empowerment coach. And we're also going to be talking to Emily Zillig, who is a money coach, one of those areas that women are often fearful of. So let's tackle those fears and learn about money and how we can overcome our fears about money and get on top of it. So, folks, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.